punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Actually, it is a very beautiful day out there. We got a lot to do on the show today. Frank Lucas will be in here with me on the second segment for a good conversation about WOTUS, Farm Bill, and maybe we talk about a couple of cattlemen from Roger Mills County. And kind of not a bad thing with them. We'll talk about them. They're doing good for our cattle industry. Currently at Slapout, it's 51. The May Ranch is probably the coolest place in the state right now at 42. We have 49 at Sealing, 51 at Eric, Oklahoma, 53 at Hollis. I did that yesterday. I guess my mind goes blank. It's Hollis. I know where Hollis is. I've been there 100 times. 50 at Medicine Park out here in the Texas Panhandle. What do we got? 55 at Goodlett and 56 at Childress, 51 at Miami, and Canadian is 52, and Lipscomb is 52, and the Palador Reservoir is 54 degrees. All right, let's get on with the show here. We got, let's check out some corn prices real quick and soybean prices. Cattle market, man, I tell you what, that's crazy. Feeders are just off the wall. They're down a little bit today, but we'll go over that here shortly. Corn for March, 623. May is 613. July, 602. Soybeans, March, 1514. May is 1501. Soybean meal, March is 495, even a short ton. May is 482.40. Soybean oil, March, 55.90. It's been taking a hit all week long. Hard red winter wheat, 786. It's down 20 today. May is 788. It's actually up and almost, what is it, 11. And oats for March, 344. Oats for May, 347. Cotton for May and July is 82 cents a pound. And today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour, by the way. I got to see Charity and Nathan last weekend. It was good to see them. First time I ever met Charity. So anyway, but we got some more coming up on the Wheeler General Store. And let's check out live cattle real quick. April, 164.25. June, 158.70. August is 158.57. October, live cattle, 163.40. Now, feeder cattle. March, 191.72. April's 197.72, May is 203.62, August is 216.62, September 219.25, and October's 221.05. So that is looking really good. It's down today, but it's still up there in good numbers. Elk City Livestock Auction is going on right now. I took some cows in there yesterday. Go out there after the show, see what they're going for. Let's check out the sale at Woodward yesterday. 3,252 heads sold compared to 3,600 last week and 4,500 this time last year. Just go through a few of the numbers. It looks like the 3 to 4 weights were bringing anywhere from 230 to 285. The 4 to 5 weights were bringing anywhere from 236 to 245. And the 5 to 6 weights were bringing 205 to 258. And then we're winged, of course, the 258s. In the 6 to 7 range, we got 192 to 234. In the 7 to 8 range, 182 to 200 even. Yep. And then the 8 range was 172 to 183. In the 9 range, they were basically anywhere from 170 to 180. And then anything over 1,000 pounds was bringing a $1.67 a pound there yesterday. And then we're on steers. heifers. Heifers are doing really well as far as I'm concerned. It's been a long time since I've seen heifer prices this good all the way up to the big weight. So that kind of gives you a story what's going on with the girls. 3 to 4 weights on heifers was anywhere from 195 to 238. 4 to 5 weights was anywhere from 199 to 226. 5 to 6 weights was 189 to 204. And the 6 to 7 weights was basically averaging at 191 a pound. 7 to 8 weight heifers was 168 to 184. And 8 to 9 weights was basically averaging there about $1.72 for 9 weights. And 1,000 pounds was bringing $1.44. So there you have it. Looking pretty good. All right. Let's see what else we got going here. Oh, let's talk about the Wheeler General Store. Later on in this, the show, after a talk with Frank Lucas, I'm going to be talking about a puzzle for you guys. And that puzzle is the 2023 acreage puzzle. And also, if I got time at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about the Case IH that launched their new Farm All tractor for the 100th anniversary. I tried to get it in there Wednesday, but I didn't have enough time. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and even New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. And it's easy to find. East side of Wheeler, coming in on 152 6 Highway. South side, can't miss it. Big old place, got all kinds of cool stuff there. When I come back, we're going to be talking with U.S. Representative Frank Lucas, and I'll have your West Texas forecast for you, or not your West Texas forecast, but your Eastern Texas Panhandle forecast from the West Texas Mesonet. How's that? Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Get ready for endless fun, because the spring break season pass sale at Six Flags Over Texas is here. It even comes with a free platinum upgrade and parking, and you can splash down at Hurricane Harbor Arlington for free. Plus a whole season of amazing events, including Fright Fest and epic rides like the new Aquaman Power Wave, coming soon. All starting at $7.99 a month after initial payment. Get your pass now, just in time for spring break. See details at SixFlags.com.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with HiPro. For HiPro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers. It's heavier steel. They're built better. They're tough. They've got rubber flooring, every kind of amenity that you can think of in a ranch trailer. They're framed in differently so that you're not having crackouts and breaks in the trailer frame. Their tires come 18 ply. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. The name of our business is Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246. 303-4246.
Good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 6th. 2,132 head were sold, 16 head of steers at 500 brought 250, 12 at 600 brought 197, 53 at 662 brought 182, 4 at 773 brought 186, 15 at 888 brought 177, 6 at 975 brought 170, 25 at 1,007 brought 172, 6 head of heifers at 419 brought 217, 9 at 600 brought 193, 50, 10 at 743 brought 175, 16 at 758 brought 175, 30 at 851 brought 170, 3 at 852 brought 165, 81 at 901 brought 170, 50. Butcher cows were 45 to 106, butcher bulls brought 95 to 118, 50. Bred cows were 900 to 1820, pairs brought 1200 to 1950. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. I have picked McLean, Texas for our little Texas forecast here. 49 degrees, wind chills at 43, humidity's at 56%. The wind's out of the south at 20 miles an hour with wind gust up to 33. What else we got? No rain, month to date, precipitation, red flag minutes today, none. Sub-freezing minutes today, actually 30 minutes. I had a 31 degrees at Willow this morning when I pulled out, and it got down to 30 at the Carter River Bridge there south of town. 8-inch soil temperature, I have none available for McLean, Texas. All right. I had a good discussion, good talk with Frank Lucas here a while back, and I recorded it, and I want to play it for you guys today. It was a great conversation. He's a good man representing Western Oklahoma and for a lot of purposes on the farm and ranch side for sure. So here is my conversation with Mr. Frank Lucas.
With me in the studio today is our U.S. representative for our district out here in Western Oklahoma, Mr. Frank Lucas. Welcome to the show, Mr. Lucas.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure having you on. And we got so much to talk about. Let's just get started. Let's start with the waters of the USA.
Oh, my goodness, Jimmy. I mean, this is a total mess. Historically, water has been regulated by government in at two levels. One is by the federal government. One is by state and local government. Think of the Oklahoma Water Resources Board, the Department of DEQ on the state level. The standard dating back to the 1960s is if the water body is navigable, if you can float an 1857 steamboat in it, then it's fed. If it's too small for a steamboat, it's state and local. Now, there are very few water bodies in the 3rd District of Oklahoma, especially when you get away from the east side. You could float a steamboat. The Obama people said, no, 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 no. They wanted to change the rule and take out the definition of navigable so that the federal government had control from the time the water fell out of the heavens till it got to the Atlantic or the Pacific. We fight him in court. We fight him on the floor. Along comes Donald Trump as president. He agrees with us. He shelves the Obama rule. We prevail in a couple of court cases. Looks like it's all over with. Lo and behold, Joe Biden gets elected in the 2020 election. He hires a bunch of the Obama people to bring them back in, and they launch on this rule again. this is a real threat, not just to farmers and ranchers, but it's a threat to people in the energy industry. It's people in construction. It's somebody who has a retail business, because if the federal government controls the water from the time it falls out of the heaven till it gets to the ocean, they've got control over it when it's on your roof, when it's in your gutter, when it's in your parking lot, when it runs off. That's an amazing power grab. And that doesn't even count a farmer's field or his pastures.
There's a lot of concerns with the ag industry right now, whether you're a farmer, rancher, supplier, whatever. It's the main concern, because there's a lot of times I have a creek running on my property, and when it quits raining about June 1st, June 15th, it doesn't run no more again till the next spring. And the way they're talking, that's involved.
Absolutely. And it's not just the waters of the USA, the name of the old Obama rule. They're also trying to expand the definitions of federal control over the Endangered Species Act, saying that if you've got a certain bug or a beetle or a bird or an anything, a certain plant, you can't use your farm, you can't use your oil field location, you can't use your backyard, contrary to what the federal government says. It's all about the federal government taking control of property rights away from people. That's why I and the Republican majority in the House are fighting all this stuff so hard. But again, we thought with the waters of the USA, and for that matter with endangered species, we'd won this after we got rid of Obama with Donald Trump. But Donald Trump didn't get reelected. We wound up with Joe Biden, who was Obama's vice president, and away they go again. So the fight's on. We're going to fight, but we can't let them win by taking our basic property rights away from us.
Yes, and you have land right up in the area where the lesser prairie chicken, one of these things we're talking about, you know, for the last 6 to 8 years, organizations, ranchers, everybody's been trying to help with that lesser prairie chicken, and it was working good. And all of a sudden, here comes them guys right back.
Absolutely. If they wanted to use their time well, we would fight the eastern red cedar and we'd fight the feral hogs. Those are the real dangers to the environment out there. But no, that's not what the Biden people want to do. So we fight them in Congress. We fight them in the courts. We struggle. We work with the various ag groups. It's just a war.
Yeah, it's a war. And you talk, you talk about the feral hogs. Oklahoma's estimated now between 600,000 and 1.5 million feral hogs in our state. And, everybody that listens to my show knows that back in the first week of December, in 7 days, I went from 200 bushel an acre corn to 75 bushel an acre corn in 7 days. And you know why? Oink, oink.
The hogs got them. And I will tell you, I have had confrontations with the hogs when I didn't have a weapon. And it's really scary when you encounter, in my case, three boars who are probably 250 pounds. It's real scary when you face those guys with nothing better than a pair of fencing pliers.
Yeah, and that's very true. Well, thank you so much on speaking on that with me. Let's talk about the Farm Bill. You're back on the committee. I'm happy.
I'm happy, too. It's the committee that I've served on since I got to Congress. I took a leave 4 years ago because when we were in the minority, there weren't enough seats to go around for the underclassmen, and I agreed to temporarily leave to help the puppy members. Well, we're in the majority. It's Farm Bill time. I'm back on. Preserve my committee spot in my seniority. I'm the most senior member, Republican or Democrat, on the Ag Committee. It's time to do the 23 Farm Bill, the basic safety net, Jimmy, that protects us from weather and price fluctuations, that does ag research, rural development, conservation, all the things that are important in rural America and Oklahoma in particular.
Yes, and we have Oklahoma State University in our state, Texas A&M and Texas Tech, our neighbors here to the west and south, and we have K-State to the north. We got some pretty good ag programs around us.
Really good ag programs, and investing in the research that those land grants do is critically important. The challenge in this Farm Bill year is we weren't in control for the last 4 years, so they focused on a lot of stuff that really won't raise food and fiber. So Chairman Thompson has said that we're going to try and do a hurry-up set of hearings and meetings out across the countryside in the first 6 months of 2023. So hopefully by the 1st of July, we'll be in a position where we can sit down and mark up a bill. Let's take a bill up in committee, amend it, adjust it, pass it. Hopefully at the same time, the Senate will do their work. We can spend August fine-tuning the stuff. In September, go to something called a conference committee to work out our differences and have a bill on October 1. But that's if everything fits perfectly. Now, what happens if we can't? Well, first off, farm bills don't just stop on the first day of October 2023. Most sections are set up by commodity cycle, so the wheat program won't end until the June and July of 2024. So it depends on your crop cycle. So things will begin to turn off. What'll happen, I predict, is if we can't quite get there, there'll either be a few months or a 6 month, some kind of a brief extension to keep us covered until we get the final product. How good will the final product be? I won't know yet for a couple months how much money is going to be available to us under the federal budget process. If I could tell you how much money's there, I'll tell you what kind of a farm bill we have. So until then, I'm just working to make sure we have the necessary resources so that crop insurance will work, so that price protection will work, so that conservation practices can still be done. It is one of the most important bills to the survival of this country, because if you don't have enough to eat, look at Europe, look at Asia, look at Africa. Famine's a horrible thing. So you have to have the farm bill safety net to make sure we could produce the food and fiber we need.
Well, there's, since COVID, things have been tough on everybody, but especially, I think myself, on farmers and ranchers, because input costs have gone up because they couldn't get it and people weren't at their jobs producing the stuff that farmers and ranchers need all over the place. And I'm not only just the little guys, but the middle guys and maybe some of the bigger guys. I'm afraid if something bad happens this year, especially, you know, Kansas and Oklahoma, we're in the worst drought in the whole United States as of right now.
Absolutely.
And I'm very concerned that we're going to have some guys that's not going to be here.
That's why that safety net's so important. You look at the weather patterns, you look at prices. Cattle market's up. Wheat's better. It's not the $13 it was during COVID when you couldn't move any supplies, but it's still better than it was during the 18 Farm Bill. The question is it going to rain? Because it doesn't matter how high prices are. If you don't raise grass, there's not going to be a fat cattle sale. If you don't get enough rain, there's not going to be any wheat grain or milo. There won't be a cotton crop. You got to have Mother Nature to help. Mother Nature doesn't always cooperate. We're on the east side of the Rockies and the southern plains. It can be tough. That's why crop insurance is so important and why it's got to be there. But you're exactly right. After the gyrations of the last 3-4 years, most producers are right on that bubble. They need a couple of good years to get right side up again.
Yeah, because cattle prices right now are really good. But, you know, if we stay...
They've been really bad for the last 3 years.
Oh, yeah, I know. They get, you know, you take the good with the bad. But there's, you know, you take the drought going on in Kansas, and Texas was the worst last year, in Oklahoma, we're right in the middle here. And a lot of people culled cattle and downsized. And if we don't get any rain in the next couple of months, that's not going to come back up.
Linda and I are classic in that operation. You know, when the weather gets tough, first you call the ones that are open. Then you call the ones that might have a bad or weak eye. Then you call the ones that might have all four quarters. Then you call out the old cows that might not have any
teeth. Don't forget the attitude.
And the attitude. That's exactly right. And pretty soon you get down to everything that's young and healthy and physically fit and pregnant, and it hurts to let those go. And that's where most people are right now. We're at that point.
Yes, and I'm in the same position, and I don't see how these people are doing it, spending $150 to $200 for a bale, not a ton, but a bale of hay. I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah. It just needs to rain.
We just need some rain, and, you know, we got some moisture in the ground right now. We just need some runoff to fill the ponds up, and then, just kick into gear and let's go.
You bet.
Hey, what about your neighbor down to the south of you there in Roger Mills County? How about that promotion for Mr. Jimmy Taylor?
Oh, my goodness. Jimmy's quite the guy. I love him dearly. He, the way he runs his program and the selling the meat products and all. Speaking of weather, the fires almost got him a couple years ago.
Last year.
Ranch-wise. So Jimmy's great. He and Tracy are just wonderful.
Yeah, I was so glad to see that, you know, he's the president of the Beef Checkoff now, and because he is one person that wants the consumer to be happy.
Absolutely. The consumer to be happy, and he knows what it takes for a rancher to survive, and that's a great combination. You can't have somebody looking at one side of it. You got to have both sides. No, it is in our best interest, not just in Western Oklahoma, but the whole beef industry, that he's there.
Yeah, it's there. And what I think's cool about this whole deal, and I hate to sound like I'm 30 years old saying cool and dynamic and all this stuff, because I'm just a year or two younger than you, but I think what speaks for itself is the cattlemen that come out of Roger Mills County, because, and I love all Western Oklahoma, but Monty Tucker's the president of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and Jimmy's president of the United States. How about that?
Pretty amazing. Yeah. Pretty amazing.
And then I got you in here.
You got it all covered.
I got her all covered. Well, Representative Frank Lucas, thank you so much for stopping by. I know you've had a lot of town halls, and thank you so much again for stopping by. And it's always my pleasure for you to be here talking with me.
Just remember, the glass is always half full. It's never half empty. And any day, it's going to start raining.
It is. And next time that your wife's on my show, you better cancel that meeting with the Australian representative and listen to her.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
It was 30 years old. A gentleman brought in a 30-year-old ratchet that quit working, and they replaced it. No questions asked. 30 years old, and they replaced it. Just like that. Napa Auto Parts offers a lifetime warranty on all their tools. They stand behind their products, and they take care of the people who buy them.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed and Corn, Forage Sorghum, and Milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Once again, good afternoon to all of Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March 3rd. 1,206 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 275 brought 264. 4 at 450 brought 237.50. 13 at 518 brought 222. 8 at 584 brought 208. 20 at 615 brought 217. 4 at 669 brought 185. 5 at 675 brought 184.50. 4 head of heifers at 395 brought 212. 3 at 523 brought 195. 5 at 553 brought 196. 17 at 585 brought 186, 7 at 605 brought 191, 3 at 650 brought 180, 12 at 730 brought 177, butcher cows were 30 to 110, butcher bulls brought 75 to 133.50, bred cows were 785 to 1785, pairs brought 1085 to 2025. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's 580-497-6095.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the hay wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache hay wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. see all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back to the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. Hope you guys enjoyed that with Frank Lucas, our U.S. representative out here in our area. And next time I have an interview with him, I'll give you guys a heads up. If you got some questions you want me to ask him, I'll be glad to do that, if time permitting. Anyway, it was pretty good about the WOTUS. He stands in the WOTUS just like I do. I think it's something we need to be really concerned about. We don't need people out here telling us to... We can't do anything with that mud hole in our driveways, basically what it matters to. Let's see. Let's check out the weather. I picked for our northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern Texas Panhandle, I'm going to go with Slapout, Oklahoma. That's Lacey Swope's favorite town in the Panhandle, Oklahoma. Currently, it's 53 degrees. Dew point's at 34. Humidity's at 49%. 0.01 inches of rain. That'd be 10 one-thousandths of an inch for people up there in Grimes that do their measuring that way in the last 24 hours. South wind, 16 miles an hour. The wind gust up to 22. Let's pull a geometer. Sunrise, 7:01. Sunset, 6:43. Anyway, today, mostly sunny, 60 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow it's going to be breezy and 68 with southwest winds switching to the from out of the north, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night you got a 30% chance of rain, 34 for a low. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 51. Sunday night, hope some of you gardeners didn't get ambitious, 27 degrees and slight chance of rain, 20% chance. That is Monday, mostly cloudy, 49. Monday night, 30 degrees, but then Tuesday it starts warming back up, mostly sunny, 65 degrees in Slapout, Oklahoma. All right, let's see here. Where are we at? Oh, I wanted to announce this real quick for you guys. I'm going to try to get them some stuff going over there. The Western Oklahoma Ranch Cowboys Spring Arena Sorting Buckle Series will start coming up March 18th, next week. Rules meeting will be at 4:15 and start at 5 o'clock at the Clinton Roundup Club Arena in Clinton, Oklahoma. 5 weeks of it, March 18th through April 15th. Four-man teams, $120 a team, no limit change, one person. A one-time arena fee of $10 will also be collected per rider per weekly event. For entries, call or text Travis at 405-361-3523 or Doug at 580-547-9165 or Mr. Joshua 580-302-3039. How about that? Okay, let's get back over here to some hot news. The CME live cattle futures continue their consolidation pattern. If you are a student of cattle futures, you know that cattle futures love to go sideways. For now, the market is fairly well priced, reflecting a strong but not currently advancing underlying cash market. April LC will pressure today by the Goldman roll and is basically par to last week's cash. If cash is higher this week, which may occur, April LC can make up ground in a hurry. Feeder cattle futures, on the other hand, are surging higher to new contract highs today, aided by the negative action in corn futures and growing bullishness in the country. Today was another day of triple-digit gains in the broader scope. In the last 2.5 weeks, May feeders have rallied $13 per hundredweight. Cash cattle trade in the country have been very quiet as there's been the patter packers will do go until Friday before paying up. Only tiny volume has occurred with 166.50 top reported by the USDA. Box beef values are retrenching this week too, also after big gains, and will likely close lower on week Friday. A March setback in box beef values is normal as it typically late March before the seasonal really kicks in to play. How about that? Anyway, we got, what else? I got one more thing to go here. The puzzle. The puzzle I was talking to you guys about. It's the 2023 acreage puzzle. The USDA's annual Ag Outlook Forum is an attention grabber for traders and farmers. This year, it's the USDA's chief economist's first official, unofficial look at the 23-24. Basically, it's their best estimate of new crop supply and demand. First on the list of items to check with the balance sheets are released in planted acre expectations. Analysts on AgriTalk have speculated on corn and soybean acreages since last October. Expectations of tight beginning stocks for 23-24, which is the carryover for 22-23, for corn and soybeans means neither new crop market can fail to provide producers with incentive to plant enough acres this year. Generally, analysts expect corn and soybean areas combined to reach 180 million to 181 million acres. Acres are still expected to favor corn by a narrow margin. At those levels, trend line and record yields would be needed to build carryover on both corn and soybeans to be at comfortable levels. All right, so looking at this, in December of 23, cotton futures, some of the things, one of the parts of the puzzle. December of 23, cotton futures below 90 cents are doing very little to hold on to last year's nearly 13.8 million planted acres. Most industry analysts see cotton acres south of 12 million this year. A few, including Texas Tech University professor Darren Hudson. As of January, Hudson says a corn-to-cotton price ratio suggests that planted cotton acres are just 9.9 million this year. This could add 3.5 million acres to the corn and soybean mix in 2023. Winter wheat seedings for the 23 crop at 36.95 million. That's up nearly 3.7 million acres from 2022. Some changes to crop insurance up the odds of more double crop bean acres. This could add another 500,000 acres to the corn-soybean mix. The condition of hard red winter wheat crop last fall suggests as much as higher than normal abandonment of wheat acres in the spring of 23. It's tough to estimate how many acres could go from winter wheat to corn or sorghum. That will be determined by rain and soil moisture in the southern and central plains. Another area to watch in 2023 that could change up the acreage mix, wet weather could move acres to even more beans in North Dakota and South Dakota. This will be especially true outside the Corn Belt where producers generally lock into rotations. So higher acres, we'll see what's going on. I was just looking at one of their charts. So corn in 22, there was 91 million acres. Estimate for this year is 89 million acres is what they're saying. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. 88.6 million acres of corn in 22. They're estimating 91 million acres of corn this year. On soybeans, their 2022 was 87.5 million acres. This year, they're estimated 89. On cotton, in 2022, they estimated 45.7 million acres, and they think that's going to drop a lot. 13.8% is what they got here. They didn't give me any acreage there. So anyway, that's what's going on in that deal right there. So just kind of see what's happening out there. We'll see what goes on. There was one. Oh, let me check this. Guess what, guys? What is today? March 10th. You know what's coming up? Agriculture producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agriculture RICS cover, ARC, or the Price Loss Coverage, PLC, programs for the 2023 crop year have until March 15th. That's next week, guys. You just got a few days. Take a weekend away. You only got 3 days to do it if you haven't done it already. So also, I think the NAP for your grass this summer is due also by March 15th. And so you need to get to cracking. Producers can elect coverage and enroll in the ARC, county, or PLC, which are both commodity by commodity, or ARC individual, which covers the entire farm. Although election changes for 23 are optional, producers must enroll through a signed contract each year. Additionally, if the producer has a multi-year contract on their farm and makes an election change for 23, they will still need to sign a new contract. So get after it. It's time to get all this stuff done. And I guess there's a, I'll have more on it Monday. There's going to be a producers meeting in Beckham County. If there's any other producer meetings in any of the other counties out here you guys want me to let people know about, easy to find me right here at the radio station. We can text it in on the text line, 580-225-9697, or my email is easy. Jimmy@kecofm.com. Pretty easy. All right, when we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and what else we're going to talk about. Oh, I think I'm going to have time to talk about the big Case International tractor for their 100th anniversary. Always like talking about tractors. And we'll talk a little bit about what's happening at OIE. A lot going on. This is day three, I believe, of OIE. Kids coming and going. I think Jill reported last week, 4,000 more entries than last year, and I think they were 27,000 entries last year, so it's crazy. All right. Well, I also have Woodward's full report from Jerry Nine coming up for you here in just a second.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction for sale. Last Tuesday, March the 7th, we sold 341 cows, bull calves. Thursday, March the 9th, we sold 3,252 calves and feeders for a total of 3,593 cows for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 95 to 116. Thin cows bring 75 to 92, with the bulls bringing 90 to 126. 2 to 4 year old bred cows, 1475 to 1725, with the 5 to 8 year old bred cows, 1160 to 1475. 2 to 4 year old pairs, 1700. Hunter steer cattle, 3 to 4 weight steers, 261 to 285, 4 to 450, 238 to 245, 5 to 550, 225 to 258, 6 to 650, 203 to 234, 7 to 750, 187 to $2.50, 8 to 850 steers, 170 to 183, whether 9 to 950 steers, 170 to 179.5, and 13 steers weighing 10, 12, weighing 167. We sell 65 steers, one bunch weighing 791, bring 196 10. Hunter heifers, 3 to 350 heifers, 208 to 235, 4 to 450, 206 to 226, 5 to 550, 192 to 211, 6 to 650, 180 to 195.50, 7 to 750, 173 to 184, 8 to 850, 168.5 to 174, 9 to 950, 158 to 165, and 9 heifers weighing 1026, bring 144. For this Tuesday, March the 14th, we're expecting 75 bred cows and pairs. They're 3 to 7 years old. We got 50 other bred cows, 3 to 5 years old. 10 pairs, 3 to 5 years old. More by sale time. Best selection of young bred cows and pairs that we've had for a while. Give us a call. Thanks again, Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The biggest mistake I've seen when people are purchasing insurance or coming in to visit with us is being underinsured. You know, the state minimum on auto insurance is $25,000, $50,000, and that's too low. I mean, if you run into somebody's new vehicle and it costs $50,000 and you only have $25,000 in coverage, that's going to come out of your pocket. So, you know, we try to make sure that our customers are insured how they need to be to get the coverage. I mean, if you're going to have insurance, you need to have it for the right reasons, and that's to protect themselves. I mean, that's why they have it. I'm really in the business of protecting the customer. When it comes to protection, it's not a large amount more to go ahead and get the coverage you need.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers Uno Firestone's equipment tips can save themselves up to 4% on fuel costs. Farmers who don't can learn at the Farm Hard Field Clinic on March 22nd. From 9 to noon at the Altus Western Equipment, you'll be fed valuable know-how and a barbecue dinner. That's at 3008 East Broadway in Altus, Oklahoma. Brought to you by Firestone Ag, Blair Tire and Feed, and Western Equipment. Experts will demonstrate how more cost-efficient days in the field start in the shed. See you there, March 22nd, 9 a.m. to noon, at Western Equipment in Altus.
Great bulls are what you'll find at the Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale in Chattanooga, March 11th. Selling 90 limb flex bulls, 75 fall yearlings, 15 spring yearlings, all black, all polled. All the bulls are developed and performance tested, all with genomically enhanced EPDs, semen tested, and trick tested negative virgin bulls. For sale information, go to the website, CoyoteHillsOK.com. That's CoyoteHillsOK.com. The Coyote Hills Ranch Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch in Chattanooga, Oklahoma.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 o'clock at Sweetwater. Featuring over 30 age advantage Red Angus bulls, over 45 registered Red Angus replacement heifers, over 50 12 to 18 month old Red Angus bulls, over 50 commercial Red Angus replacement heifers, and over 40 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to mcintyreredangus.com. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 27th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, I'm so excited to hear the Blair Tire and Feed commercial on here now. They're one of my favorite tire shops. And that used tire I bought the other day from them fit my Swather must have paid off. Nah, just kidding. Anyway, welcome to the show, Blair Tire and Feed. I'm glad you guys are on. Let's check out the forecast. I've picked Benson, Oklahoma. They got, they don't have a mezzanine center there, but I'm going to wing it, okay? I'm just going to try my best to go off of the Mangum. I split the difference between Mangum and Hollis on the temperatures and stuff, so I got it going on. This person texts in all the time, and they're complaining. I never give a forecast for Vincent. Well, here you go. I'm going to give you a big forecast. Currently at Vincent, Oklahoma, it is 56 degrees. They said 52, but I'm showing 56. Dew point is 37. Humidity is at 49%. No rain in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the south, southeast at 12 miles an hour. Sunrise is at 6:57 a.m. and sunset is at 6:40. Well, those numbers are all going to change come Sunday morning at 2 a.m. Your hour will spring forward 1 hour. How's that? Today, mostly sunny, 59 degrees, southeast winds, 8 to 12 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 49. Tomorrow, 85 degrees. South to west winds, 15 to 22 miles an hour with gusts up to 30. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 39. The winds switch and they'll be out of the north, 17 to 20 with wind gusts up to 25. So we're just playing the whirlwind with the wind. How's that? Sunday, 59 degrees with northeast winds. Monday, mostly cloudy, 53 degrees with northeast to east winds. And then Monday night, going to get a little chilly, 31 degrees. Tuesday, 63 and mostly sunny. Warms right back up. Yeah, I want to know how many rambunctious gardeners out there got a little antsy, because remember, this is still March. This is March 10th. It's a little early. I mean, you're probably all right. You're good with your onions. I bet people were just getting rambunctious. We had this beautiful weather. There's no end in sight for it. Let's go ahead and get this garden planted. And bam, here come that frost this morning. So anyway, be cool. We have frost and freezing up into April. And you guys heard me rattle off the other day. You know, we've had, like here in Elk City, we've had frost as late as April 22nd. So be cool. Keep calm. Just get your garden soil in shape. Get everything ready, and you'll be just fine. It'll be cool as it get. Again, I want to remind everybody, your nap for your summer grass is due by March 15th. Your ARC PLC is due by March 15th. So get on this. Quit doing these ladies and guys all wrong in the FSA offices. Get in there and get it done, and call for your appointment. I'm sure you need to call first and get that done, and quit waiting till the last minute to get that done. Okay, I got to mention the bull sale for today out of the Penny News. Hope everybody got their new copy of the Penny News. The Red River Red Angus bull and female sale will be Saturday, March 25th at 1 o'clock. In the Vernon Livestock Auction, 1 mile east of Vernon, Texas, on Business Highway 287. They're going to be selling 40 fall pairs, 100 spring cows, calving in February, approximately 40 two-year-old Red Angus bulls, 10 to 15 2021 registered cows with February calves. Live streaming sale day on with online betting if you register in advance at cribsredangus.com. That's C-R-I-B-B-S, cribsredangus.com. For more information, call Mr. Cody Cribs at 581-9449, 481-9449, or Cody Crawford at 580-318-3211, 318-3211, or just go to www.cribsredangus.com. How about that? Thanks for putting a big ad in the Penny News for us. We enjoy it. All right, let's see what we got going here. Let's talk about the Case tractor. I got 4 minutes left. I'm good, and this is a four-minute article. How's that? Case IH is adding two new models to the Farmall N series of their tractors, the Farmall 90N and the 120N, as well as bringing updates to the three existing models. The two latest additions to the Farmall N series lineup provide customers with expanded horsepower options built to tackle any job, all without breaking the bank, said Greg Lucy, Farmall Tractor Marketing Manager at Case IH. Specialty crop farmers need a dependable, versatile, and narrow tractor. Man, Sugar Baby out there at Delhi, if you're listening, these tractors look like they got enough horsepower to pull a full-size baler out there, so you might think about looking into these tractors so you can get rid of that baby one you got. Anyway, the Farmall N series can be customized to farmers' exact needs, and it's a good deal. The Farmall N series now has a total of five models, ranging from 74 horsepower to 119 horsepower, running on a four-cylinder Tier 4A diesel engine. The new Farmall 90N is built with an engine rated to 85 horsepower with 75 PTO horsepower. The other new model, the Farmall 120, can reach up to 119 horsepower with 102 power takeoff horsepower. These tractors have a narrow footprint, ideal for work in orchards, vineyards, pineapple fields. Sorry, I had to throw that in there. But other offer versatility outside those settings. We farm almost 4,000 acres with a lot of very big equipment, but we also have farm halls on the property, says Kurt Coffey, Vice President of Case IH for North America. The farm hall mows, it does chores, it runs augers. We also use it to pull the dock out of the ponds. The updated models have new hydraulic and increased driveline design to decrease fuel consumption. In addition, they have an improved 19-gallon fuel tank capacity, ground-level fuel tanks enable convenient refueling of the tractors, and I'm sure they got the government fuel on there, too. The N-Series are built with sturdy platform construction and an ISO-mounted design to reduce noise and vibration. The steering column has tilt and telescopic adjustable features to make driving more comfortable. The N-Series also has the easy service points with no tool, battery, and radiator access, and the ability to check oil without looking under the hood. Users can also check the reservoir level of transmission, steering, and hydraulic systems with one dipstick. All models in the series are available with cab or non-cab options. Non-cab tractors have an adjustable vinyl seat and foldable mid-mounted ROPs. Cab models have HVAC systems, air filters, tinted glass, and cloth seats. Operators are able to enter the tractor from two wide doors on either side. How about that? That's cool. Farm malls are cool. Man, I'm kidding. If you guys are ever up in Fruitland, Idaho, pull off the exit there. It's just west of Boise, just right before you cross the Oregon state line. Pull off there, drive around all those vegetable farms, and look at all those old farm malls. Still going strong, doing some of the most beautiful vegetable farms you'll ever see. And they're still going strong. They work them, and they got them going. Just awesome tractor. You guys have a wonderful weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.